A team of three college students hunches over a raised garden bed, armed with spades. They carefully sift through the soil with fine metal sieves. It looks like an amateur archaeology dig, but with one key difference. They're digging up a baby orca whale.
Oh, here we go.
Hey.
There's some ribs.
The students will assemble the whale skeleton as part of an 8-week class at Kachemak Bay campus of Kenai Peninsula College in Homer. The discolored bones peeking through the dirt have definitely seen better days. But don't hold it against them. They've been buried for 2 years. The orca washed up dead in July 2014 in Bear Cove, near the head of Kachemak Bay. After a necropsy was performed, a team of volunteers removed the organs and blubber. Then they laid the carcass inside the raised garden bed and covered it with 4 feet of fresh horse manure. Over time, the microbes in the manure slowly ate away the whale flesh, leaving only the bones and a pile of rich compost.
Believe it or not, this is state-of-the-art for cleaning whale skeletons in America right now.
That's Lee Post, also known as the Bone Man. He's a self-taught skeleton builder and the instructor leading the course.
This is exciting stuff for us bone nerds.
Small whale bones look just like rocks, especially when they've been buried for 2 years. Student Jamie Knobb demonstrates one way to tell the difference.
You actually tap it against your tooth. The rock feels like, you know, metal, and the bone is more of like a plasticky feel.
Knobb is one of two students helping to prep the bones before the class starts. She says rebuilding a skeleton is a hands-on way to understand what makes an animal go.
There's no better way to learn anatomy than touching it yourself. You know, it's a puzzle.
Once they've finished digging up the bones, they dip them in soapy water and scrub them with bristle brushes. Next, the bones take a bath in a 25-gallon tub of hydrogen peroxide. The frothy brown liquid pops and bubbles as they slowly whiten. After nearly a month of excavating, cleaning, and bleaching the bones, the students are ready to get down to business. On the first day of class, the 12 students divide into teams, each in charge of one skeleton section. The students quickly discover that some bones are missing. Because this was a baby orca, some of its bones were made of a temporary cartilage that rotted away after it died. Elena Hawkins is on the flipper crew. They're missing almost 30 flipper bones, which they'll have to build out of water putty. Hawkins uses dental tools to add texture to the fake bones, so they look like real ones. The secret, she says, is to make sure they don't look too perfect.
When I was first doing it, I was so careful about it, like placing this dot here, this dot here, this dot here. So now I just kind of do it random wherever and not care about if it looks pristine and perfect.
But building fake bones isn't the only challenge. When this whale was alive, its bones were held together with tendons and cartilage. As a substitute, the students use a sturdy metal rod as the backbone of the skeleton. Knobb, who is on the spine crew, drills holes through each vertebra and threads them onto the metal rod, like beads on a string. The sound of drilling through bone doesn't bother her. It's the smell.
It's kind of like a musky, like burning flesh smell.
Instructor Lee Post erects a 12-foot-long wooden frame in the classroom. Using rope, the students hang the spine from the frame and gradually add each section of the whale. Finally, it's time for the last piece, the skull. Everyone holds their breath as Knobb and Post struggle to slide the skull into place. For Knobb, who's been involved in the entire process, it's a proud moment.
It's not just an object. Like, this was an animal. This had a life. It had a spirit. So it's just cool to put it back together because you feel like it's alive again.
This is the third class Post has taught. For years, assembling skeletons was a solitary activity for him. But working with students brings back some of the old excitement he felt when he was first learning.
Now the thrill is having enthusiastic people that thought they could never touch something like this because they weren't museum PhDs or something. And so my cheap thrills is doing it kind of through their eyes again.
The class is finished, but Post isn't resting on his laurels. For him, there's always another skeleton waiting to be assembled. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.